An ancient Cherokee mound in Franklin has now officially been turned over to a local nonprofit. BPR attended the commemoration of the transfer. Locals gathered in a pavilion on the greenway near the Niquassi Mound to mark the sacred site's handover to the Niquassi Initiative. Bob McCollum is on its board.
So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a great day. That has it's been a long time in coming.
McCollum isn't just talking about the political bumps immediately before the transfer, but also the 7 years the group has been working on the deal. In March, the town council voted unanimously in support of the transfer, but it was almost sued by a group of citizens for doing it. Vice Mayor Barbara McCray took the brunt of the political crossfire. She's now running against Mayor Bob Scott for the mayoral seat. He opposed the transfer. McCray helped translate a prayer read in Cherokee by Niquassi Initiative co-chair Juanita Wilson into English. McCray is also a co-chair.
Okidoda, Galamba Tikihi.
Father who lives in heaven.
Itsun Yeelichi Hiya Uwo Tihi Hato Tekwa.
We thank you for this beautiful day.
Former Franklin mayor and current town council member Joe Collins spoke about the Cherokee heritage of Macon County. Collins says his grandmother was Cherokee.
It is home and it's meaningful. And the fact that we now can work together, I'm very proud.
The afternoon ended with traditional dances by children from the Nugadoo Academy next to the Niquassi Mound.
All right, here we go. This is our beaver dance.
The Eastern Band is currently doing a feasibility study on the property next to the mound to figure out the best plans for a new Cherokee History Museum on the site. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.